The 2019 Fall Tax Meeting for the American Bar Association Section of Taxation will be meeting next week, October 3 to 5 in San Francisco. What follows is a bit of a preview. Thank you for tuning in.
Welcome to Tax Justice Warriors, the podcast that celebrates the work of low-income taxpayer clinics, focuses on tax controversy work, and looks at related issues in tax news. I'm your host, William Schmidt, the director of the Low-Income Taxpayer Clinic at Kansas Legal Services.
I will be attending the 2019 Fall Tax Meeting for the American Bar Association Section of Taxation, October 3 to 5 in San Francisco. I will be on one of the panels, but I wanted to talk through some of what I find interesting for the American Bar Association meeting coming up, some highlights and places where you might find me if you want to come talk with me about Tax Justice Warriors, about tax, or just whatever would be on your mind regarding different topics like collection due process, or just chatting in general. So I am going to begin with Thursday, October 3rd, with some highlights. The Tax Bridge on the Road begins at 12:45. That goes until 5 p.m. Now, the different panels during the Tax Bridge on the Road are a practical approach to Section 199 Cap A. Then at 1:45 is What is Collection Due Process? A Practical Introduction to the Stages of CDP. At 3 o'clock, Cross-Border Partnership Theory. And at 4 p.m., Can't Touch This, The Basics of Intangibles. So I wanted to start by highlighting the Collection Due Process Introduction Panel. That is part of the Collection Due Process Summit Initiative. There will be one each day, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. This panel is moderated by Professor Aaron Stearns, who I've been working closely with in the Collection Due Process Summit Initiative. Panelists include the Honorable Judge Carluzzo of U.S. Tax Court, Henry Cheng from DLA Piper in San Francisco, and Mitch Hyman from the Office of Associate Chief Counsel with the IRS in Washington, D.C. Now, I have heard Judge Carluzzo on different panels. He is very friendly, a great sense of humor. So I know he is on a couple panels during the conference. I would recommend that you check out any panel that he is on. I'm not familiar with Henry Cheng, but Mitch Hyman was on the panel with Aaron Stearns and myself. There were actually six of us in total, but Mitch is also quite friendly that he speaks with knowledge about IRS and collection due process procedure. And so I'm sure this will be a very educational panel on what to learn regarding the various stages of collection due process. I also wanted to turn to the Tax Collection, Bankruptcy, and Workouts group. They are holding a panel that is a two-part panel from 1 o'clock to 4:15 p.m. about when bankruptcy may be the better option, looking at bankruptcy as an alternative to collections with the IRS. I'm sure that will be quite informative on how to use bankruptcy in helping clients deal with their tax issues. If you are going to the different receptions, there are two complimentary ones that evening. From 5 to 6 is the first-time attendee, young lawyer and law student networking reception. And then from 6 to 7 is the joint welcome reception. Now, for those who have signed up, there is also a tax court settlement day going on from 5 to 7 that Thursday evening. So for San Francisco Tax Court, that is a pro bono clinic at Greenberg Traurig from 5 to 7 that people will need to have RSVP'd in advance, but I think it is a great gesture that the ABA is getting behind the pro bono clinic program, that this may lead to some some settlements for tax court, but it is also a great way for American Bar Association attorneys to get involved, volunteer, provide pro bono hours during the conference. There is a live Tax After Dark concert happening on Thursday from 8:30 to 10 p.m. UC Irvine Law School is pleased to announce a special live performance from Sons of Boss. So I am curious to find out more about that. Now, there will be quite a bit of programs happening on Friday. I'm involved in the Individual and Family Taxation Committee that is chaired by Professor Timothy Todd. At 8:15 is the panel that I am on, Collection Due Process Notices, Much Needed Works in Progress. At 9:15 is Hot Practice Tips for Dealing with Innocent Spouse Relief. 10:30 a.m., the IRS violated my client's religious liberties. When is this lawful and what can we do about it? So the Collection Due Process Notices panel will be looking at the IRS notices mailed out regarding collection due process. We will be looking at issues that came up with collection due process notices in the past, how the IRS is currently addressing that, feedback from tax practitioners, and also looking at what guidance we have found from both within the IRS and outside the IRS. So going through the panelists will be Kristen Bailey, the Director of Collection Appeals within the IRS. Also a late addition to the panel will be Frederick Schindler. He is the Director of Collections in the Small Business Self-Employed Division. We also have Professor Leslie Book, who is at Villanova School of Law, that he is a prior low-income taxpayer clinic director. He is working on revising a tax procedure textbook, and he is one of the founders of the Procedurally Taxing blog site. Additionally, we have Jeff Wilson from the Taxpayer Advocate Service. He will be sharing that feedback from practitioners from this summer's practitioner forums. I think this will be a great panel discussion because we will be having different viewpoints on the usefulness of collection due process notices. So I think it would be quite useful for all of you to listen to. And this is the Friday panel for the Collection Due Process Summit Initiative. At 9:15, Hot Practice Tips for Dealing with Innocent Spouse Relief. I think this will be quite good on learning more about what is happening with innocent spouse relief. And I wanted to note that this is the first of two panels addressing innocent spouse relief. And I will come to that second one regarding the Saturday panels. The panel, The IRS Violated My Client's Religious Liberties, will be focusing on how the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act requirements for Social Security numbers affected the Amish community. The panel will be moderated by Patrick Thomas, who also writes on designated orders at the Procedurally Taxing blog site. I do not know Professor Sam Brunson, but he is a panelist. But I've worked with Susan Morgenstern with the Taxpayer Advocate Service that she is helping with the Collection Due Process Summit Initiative. So I think this will be quite an interesting panel to hear about what the Taxpayer Advocate Service has to say on these issues. Now, of course, there are several committees that are presenting throughout the day. I'm not going to be able to speak about all of them, but some highlights I wanted to make are that the Diversity Committee will be having a panel at 12:30, Retirement, Can Current Policies Afford You One? Legislative Efforts to Alleviate the Gap in Retirement Savings. That goes until 1:30. And then from 2:30 to 4:30, they have panels on the basics of renewable energy for tax equity partnerships, and then understanding the impact of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act on immigrant entrepreneurs and students. The standards of tax practice goes from 1:30 to 4 p.m. They often look at ethical issues for tax attorneys. So at 1:30 is It's a Brave New World, Ethical Issues in the Information Age. At 2:20 is Ethical Considerations for Advising and Representing Clients on Cannabis and Cryptocurrency. At 3:10 is Estate of Morissette, Lessons in Protecting Attorney-Client Privilege and Work Product Protection for Estate Planners. Now, I will be at the Pro Bono and Tax Clinic booth from 2 to 3 p.m., but likely at 3 p.m. I will be going to the Teaching Taxation Committee. They will have a panel, Technology-Driven Trends in Tax Law Training. And among the panelists will be Professor Michael Hunter-Schwartz. He's currently at the University of the Pacific in Stockton, California. But he was previously one of my professors at Washburn University School of Law in Topeka, Kansas. So I will be chatting with him at some point on Friday afternoon. So one panel I will likely be missing is the Court Procedure and Practice panel on current developments at 2:30. There will be updates from the tax court, a discussion of significant IRS guidance and litigation, an update on tax division priorities, a report from Treasury, and a discussion of significant pending litigation. So among the distinguished panelists will be Judge Marvel of the U.S. Tax Court. And the main other item I wanted to mention for Friday is from 6:30 to 7:30 is the joint section reception. But this is a ticketed event, so not everyone will be in attendance. Now, turning to Saturday will be the Pro Bono and Tax Clinic Committee that meets from 8 a.m. to 11:55 a.m. They will start at 8 a.m. with the third Collection Due Process panel for the Collection Due Process Summit Initiative. And this panel is titled Prior Opportunities to Dispute Liability in Collection Due Process, an Oversized Reaction to Insufficient Action. And the panel is about times when taxpayers are deemed by the IRS to have had a prior opportunity to dispute their liabilities within the collection due process procedure. They will be looking at the fairness of the IRS making these decisions regarding the taxpayers having these prior opportunities and what the process involves. So I think this will also be quite a good educational panel. The panel will be moderated by LeVar Taylor of Santa Ana, California, the law offices of LeVar Taylor. Panelists will be, and I apologize if I mispronounce her name, but Soray Finley, that I think she is involved in the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic program. Keith Fogg, who is basically a tax guru, especially in the low-income taxpayer clinic field. He is one of the other founders of the Procedurally Taxing blog site. Carolyn Lee, who Aaron Stearns and I have been working closely with for the Collection Due Process Summit Initiative. And then Larry Williams is with the Office of Chief Counsel at the IRS. Everyone involved in this panel has been active in the Collection Due Process Summit Initiative. They are all cooperative and have given great input. So I certainly support this panel. The next panel at 8:55 is Recent Developments in Innocent Spouse Litigation. So this will be looking at current news on various updates within the innocent spouse field, moderated by Nancy Rossner. Panelists include Megan Brackney, who is my co-author of Chapter 5 of Effectively Representing Your Client Before the IRS, the 7th edition. Julie Payne, Assistant Division Counsel, Tax Litigation for Small Business Self-Employed Division Counsel at the IRS Office of Chief Counsel in Seattle. And then Professor Christine Spidell at Villanova School of Law. At their low-income taxpayer clinic, she is quite active in the tax clinic field and one of the main editors for Procedurally Taxing. At 9:50 will be an update from the tax court presented by Judge Carluzzo. So he will be speaking for 25 minutes in his presentation. There will be a 15-minute break and then a 10:30 panel on Free File, moderated by Professor Les Book, who is also on the panel with me on Friday. One panelist I want to cite is Mandy Matlock, who is quite active in the low-income taxpayer clinic field. And then at 11:25, there is an Adopt-A-Base panel, Adopt-A-Base Needs You. So moderated by Sherry Dillon of Morgan, Lewis & Bockius in Washington, D.C. Panelists include Wells Hall from Nelson Mullins in Charlotte, North Carolina, and Roland Tate from IRS Spec in Atlanta, Georgia. Now the joint section luncheon and plenary session from noon to 1:30. The keynote speaker will be Martin Sullivan, Chief Economist and Contributing Editor of Tax Analysts. So these are some of the different panels and events that I will be attending. Certainly ones that I would suggest for you. But certainly if you are going to San Francisco for the conference, I would suggest you look through the program and find various panels that interest you. I think the speakers all bring great knowledge to the table. They're good presenters, and I always find the American Bar Association section of taxation meetings to be very educational and a great networking opportunity to meet very friendly people within the field. So I certainly recommend going out to attend this or any other conference that goes on. So please certainly come out if you are at my panel or see me during the conference. Please introduce yourself. I would love to chat with you. Thank you for tuning in. And I do hope to present more on what I learned during the conference, and perhaps something there will be helpful to you.
Thank you for listening to Tax Justice Warriors. We have a Patreon page if you'd like to support this podcast. Providing monetary support for this podcast helps with expenses like equipment or travel to tax conferences. Supporting this podcast through Patreon comes with rewards, so check out our Patreon page. Please rate or review this podcast because positive reviews help get more people to know this podcast exists. The views expressed on this podcast are not official opinions of the IRS, the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic Program, or the employers of the people who spoke on this program. Your tax situation is unique, so do not take the statements on this program as tax or legal advice. Consult with your own tax professional to provide you with specific advice on your situation. Tune in next time on Tax Justice Warriors for another interesting tax discussion.